Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, my goodness, really? Already? Evil Weasel Wednesday, which every day is evil. You can't put one out particular anymore. Fuck, man. Yeah, that's like sorting Skittles. Anyway, it's Wednesday the 14th, and it is September 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *610 mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 66 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. And we're looking for a high of 71 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And it is, it's cooling down, and they're even saying there might be a drizzle of rain this weekend. But man, I'll tell you, we need like 20 feet of fucking snow. It would take, first saturate the ground and let it freeze, and then 20 feet of snow, and you might be where you're just a little bit low on water. That's how fucking dry it is here. It is sickening. It's disgusting, and it's happening. It's across the country. They've done this on fucking purpose. We know now that they intend to fucking try and starve us. They're going to try and all this shit. And we're, hey, we got nothing to fucking lose. Let's kill them. Let's kill every fucking dirty fucking criminal ass one of them. They are in violation of our law. They are in violation of our goddamn basic human rights. They need to fucking die. That being said, Biden signs executive order designed to unleash transhumanism hell on America and the world. Well, that's your, I mean, like I say every day, there's your perk you up fucking headline, people. That ought to perk you up. You ever fucking, I mean, you don't see, there's nothing good happening on this goddamn planet. Unless you happen to be a globalist, fucking Rothschilds at the top, and then everything is fucking going along quite smoothly for you because the fucking people are sitting on their fucking ass, shining their goddamn guns, and won't fucking act against you. That's all there is to it. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, Biden signs executive order. a fucking goddamn monarchical dictate. A fucking dictate. He made up his mind and he signed, he's ordering you. That fucking little two brain cell, they ain't even got two brains out. One brain cell fucking dictator. This phony shit coming from that goddamn communist collective at the top. You motherfuckers are going to hang. And it's going to be a fucking pleasure watching your fucking neck stretch and watching you do the shit dance. What you have done is, you got no defense for what you've done. All that has to happen here is the people have to get off their fucking ass and fucking hang your ass. They got every goddamn cause by law to do it lawfully. Hang your son of a bitch and bastards that are occupying the goddamn Capitol and now occupying the goddamn White House with a goddamn armed fucking communist force. What in the fuck happened to this country? What about you people that went and fucking fought in Vietnam and Korea? So we wouldn't have to fight them here. Now they're sitting in our goddamn Capitol. They're sitting in our fucking goddamn White House. They're taking everything we fucking got. They are fucking threatening. Every day is a new fucking threat. Bring it the fuck on, you son of a bitch. All they're doing is sitting up on a fucking hill guarded by goddamn communist troops. Making threats at the people. It's our goddamn country. You don't threaten us, motherfuckers. This is from Leo Homan, and it was sent in by a reader for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. If anyone needed proof that the powers pushing the levers behind the mindless moron who sits in the Oval Office are fully on board with the World Economic Forum, United Nations agenda, or biomedical tyranny and transhumanism, look no further than the executive order that Joe Biden signed on Monday, September 12th. By quietly getting Biden's signature on the document, his handlers, that's what they're calling them, the handlers. You mean that communist fucking committee that fucking led by fucking goddamn Barack Obama, George Soros, fucking Barry Sanders, whatever her fucking name is, Andrea, the fucking, I mean, when I get to those cunts, I don't even fucking take them as seriously because their heads are probably going to pop right off when they get their fucking ass hung. But I mean, this is who's running your goddamn country. Fucking, how can it be otherwise, stupid? Look at it. What they're doing, they cannot fucking do. Read the fucking Bill of Rights. They are fucking saying, fuck the Bill of Rights. We are coming in here as communists. We're taking over your fucking country. And sit there and we don't care if you have a gun as long as you sit there and fucking polish the son of a bitch. Same time you're polishing your dick. Cowards. By quietly getting Biden's signature on the document, his handlers may have given us the most ominous sign yet that we stand on the threshold of a theocratic one-world beast system prepared to make your stand. It's about to get much more intense. This is another bitch threat from fucking a bunch of fucking bitches. Fucking do it. How many, I mean, God almighty, if I just had it on microfish, I could fill this house with the fucking threats. You're gonna, are ya? Biden, you gonna do something, you motherfucker, besides shit your pants? Because I don't think you're capable of doing anything past shitting your fucking pants. They stuck that son of a bitch in, I mean, there was no fucking election. There couldn't be. It's an unlawful fucking occupation. It's been unlawful for fucking since 1871 and 1870. We're going to just change this around a little bit here and ignore the fucking only law that's ever been ratified by the people, and that is the fucking Bill of Rights. That is the unalienable fucking law of December 15, 1791. Only law the people have consented to. But you got to have the fucking goddamn chutzpah to fucking the guts to fucking fight. You gutless motherfuckers. That's all there is to it. Jesus, I don't know. You fucking. Where were we here? This document's Orwellian title. Here's its Orwellian. I mean, listen to this shit. This fucking shit. You know it can't exist. They know it can't exist. This is a fight between the Bill of Rights and a fucking international communist. Period. This document's Orwellian title, Executive Order on Advancing Biotechnology and Biomanufacturing Innovation for a Sustainable, Safe, and Secure America, American Bioeconomy. Now tell me that wasn't a bunch of bio shit. You have to fucking listen. That's the title of something. These motherfucking morons, I mean, it's like watching that thing on China. I never knew that fucking Mao Zedong was just a dumb son of a bitch. How are these dumb son of a bitches fucking taking the goddamn world over? Well, because they got some smart son of a bitches up at the very top with the fucking Rothschilds, the goddamn Rockefellers, the Carnegies, the G7 members. These son of a bitches, all these pricks like the Clintons that, you know, meet up in Bayos fucking Switzerland so that they can fucking have their freak parties and screw little children and fucking make more bullshit like this. I mean, they really must fucking have a disrespect for our fucking goddamn intellect, period. They got to be fucking just completely fucking... think we're retards. They think we're dumb as those fucking Chinamen are. And some fucking people out there are. I mean, but just listen to this fucking shit that they're... this is executive order. This is what it's called, guys. It's like, we got to vote things. We vote things and then we make big old letter things. They think, I don't understand it. I've taken it to my lawyer so he can tell me what it means. It's big words. I mean, this fucking horse shit. This is petty, punk-ass, fucking horseshit. Do it, son of a bitch. You know, you talk a fucking... If talking could get it done, it had been done fucking 50, 100 years ago. Talking ain't going to do it, and you're going to have to get somebody who's going to fucking do this to the world. You've already fucking attacked and killed 6 million of our fucking people on this fucking planet. Just think when those fucking billions are unleashed on your fucking ass. Where do you think you can go in a hole? What do you think? You think you want to go up into space? You don't think we can get you anywhere you fucking go? We built every fucking thing you have that you call yours, your technology, all my technology, it was built by we the fucking people. You fucking morons ain't never been able to do nothing but take a goddamn business class to learn how to sign checks and answer telephones. That's what you do for a fucking living. And then they hand your Masonic Lodge, hand you over a fucking business built by the fucking, sweat of the fucking people, just like a fucking township or a fucking waterworks. What might have you? The people fucking built a dam. The people fucking built it and it gets handed over to a fucking mason. That's your prize for being, making 33rd degree, but there is more than 33. We know that what has to be done to stop these son of a bitches. And what is it fucking guys? You know it's got to be done. I mean, put off until tomorrow, what you don't want to do today. There's no day going to be a good day to go out and fucking have a bloody fucking war. But if you don't fucking do it, I mean, this is the kind of shit you're living. I mean, this is the kind of shit that I heard come out of fucking Mao Zedong's fucking mouth. Executive order on advancing biotechnology and biomanufacturing innovation for a sustainable, safe, and secure American bioeconomy. That is the biggest mouthful of fucking horseshit. It's fucking nothingness. That means whatever we fucking do, I guess we're gonna do it. Do it. You're acting like have to just sell this to people. We might have sold it to some fucking goddamn, Chinaman who fucking were barely out of the goddamn Stone Age. You think you're gonna sell this shit to an American in the 21st fucking century? It ain't that the people do not know that this is fucking bullshit's going on and that it is fucking bullshit, that it is destroying their freedom and their liberty. It's just that they, oh, Jesus, I don't want to have to be the one to fucking have to fucking get hurt fucking fixing this. I'll step up with the rest of you. You motherfuckers are stepping up this time. You're going to step up first. I'll stand. I won't even say I'll be behind you. I'll be beside you. But I ain't fucking stepping up with you fucking punk guy. People that you thought that fucking had fucking balls, watch them fucking run. If I'm a fucking man in a dress. Unfucking believable. But here you go. You sustain biomanufacturing innovation for a sustainable. Say, I mean, just put this big. What would the acronym be here? Let's see here. Do you even do executive order? I mean, we'll just start from A, B, I, S, B. This is childish, people. We're fucking so much better than this. We'll assure that its significance will fly right over the heads of 99% of the media, even the conservative media. Yeah, the guy's probably right about that. And they're going to see that and say, well, you have to run that past the legal department. What's it say? You know, if you get somebody honest on it and fucking just somebody with a fucking goddamn third grade education back in the 1870s, what would equate to a third grade education? They go, well, see here, read this. This is just bullshit. It's meaningless. This is just something they can throw the acronym up. Well, that's why we did it, because of that. And if that don't work, well, COVID-19 doesn't exist. I mean, this is fucking goofy. If I was doing something this goofy when I was a kid, my dad would whip my ass and fucking send me in my room and stay there. Don't ever come out again. This is goofy. Just like, I mean, like I said, you know, I never watched anything on the fucking Cultural Revolution. Goofy. Dumb. Stupid. Those fucking people, they live over there. They can, you know, they didn't show the fucking, you know, the part with all the executions and shit. You know, I think they showed one time. Where, you know, like a street execution for four or five people. They didn't show the slaughter. It's what they didn't show. And they actually, just because this is coming out, this is being okayed by communist China. Or it wouldn't be on your fucking TV, you understand? Because they're running your fucking goddamn, your networks for the fucking Jews. But, I mean, they put this up there. And they think, they think that this is they've taken something that was horrible, the Cultural Revolution, and 410,000 people killed. My fucking ballsack. About 200 million fucking people killed. And they think that they can just fucking put this up there and fucking, I mean, it's any person with a half a fucking brain, you're going to look at it and you go, what? What? You're kidding. You're kidding me. And these people that fucking, what the hell did they call it? That they were going to go do it on somebody. I mean, it was fucking comical. But I mean, this Mao, he's fucking, when he got older, his fucking teeth like stuck out. He's a fucking retard. I can't speak his language, so I never knew. Mao Zedong, I must be a genius, you know, to fucking go through and take over a country the size of China and fucking, you know, but he was a dumb, ignorant son of a bitch, which means the people who followed him were even fucking dumber. And they were. I mean, some of the things I heard come out of their mouth, I was just, what? You fucking, what? You mean you did that and you didn't even have to? You're a fucking moron. They talk, yeah, the guy's right. Fucking, there'll be morons out there that cannot, they'll get to that part where it says executive order advancing biotechnology and biomanufacturing innovation for a sustainable, safe, and secure American bioeconomy. that's too many big words. I'd have to get out a dictionary and look everywhere. I mean, come on, people. That is horse shit is what that is. will assure that its significance will fly right over the heads of 99% of the media. Yeah, because they're fucking so goddamn dumb they can't look at fucking bullshit. I mean, if they could smell it, they would probably fucking find another fucking excuse for it smelling like bullshit that it is. Unbelievable. Yeah, if it goes over 99% of their fucking heads. I'm fucking believable. They will read it and yawn. I plead with everyone reading the article to please not make that same mistake. I'm yawning, motherfucker. Because, they have to come. Finally, sooner or later, they have to come and try to do something to me that's a violation of my fucking rights. And then I'm going to fight my fucking fight. If the rest of the fucking goddamn country wants to go stupid, if they want to go along with goofy, I mean, goddamn, man, the generation before, that's how they'd be going, you guys are fucking goofy. If you had a brain, you'd take the motherfucker out and play with it. You're goofy. That's how they get communism. I always wondered how in the hell they sold communism. Because any goddamn system's better than the goddamn collective fucking, they're going to do the goddamn fucking capitalism. There's going to be, you're hearing this commune, to each his need, to each his fucking ability, this fucking bullshit from fucking Marx and what might have you. And then they fucking see what it fucking is and they still allow it. Like in China, so, I mean, they so outnumber the fucking people that are oppressing them, it ain't even funny. But all they got to do is they had just come out. I mean, they just come out in China, Chinese, if things were getting fucking rocky, people were going, hey, fuck this shit. This is sucks. And all they'd have to do is walk out and go, executive order on advancing biotechnology, biomanufacturing innovation for the sustainable, safe, and secure American bioeconomy. Thank you. And people would go, yeah. They would. It's one thing you give the fucking communists is right now their goddamn government is fucking, they're raking in the fucking food and they took our fucking milk. These people are idiots. These people are goddamn slave material. They are not even in the goddamn, I mean, they'll show you a handful of them that can put on a fucking suit and that can, and hey, you can teach them. You can teach any fucking body. But these people come from such a primitive fucking state of mind that they'll fucking believe like a little kid believing in Santa Claus. I swear they will. Go check them out. And this is, like I said before, this is shit that they released. They allowed the release. There's like three of them. And on the whole goddamn, when you go to look for them on YouTube, everywhere else, I mean, you're talking about the Cultural Revolution. There was over 200 million people killed. I mean, the Chinese government driven into Taiwan, they don't talk, they give three words to that. They don't talk about the actual fighting in the field by the fucking soldiers, not none. But they're trying to shine a positive light. They're trying to put lipstick on a fucking pig that's uglier than Nancy Pelosi. I mean, that's quite a fucking chore. But even at that, when you will see, if you watch one, and if you ain't dumb as they are, you will sit there and you will see that Mao Zedong was a dumb, 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 dumb son of a bitch. Yet he took over a fucking country full of dumber, dumber, dumber son of a bitches. That's all you did. See, the only fucking technology they got is what's been given to them. They are not innovative. They are not fucking, they've been so long as fucking goddamn slaves that they can't have fucking innovative, original thought. And that's what it takes. I mean, like, the Russians had to go over there and show them how to build the foundries to make their steel. And all the shit you see them that they have, they got this rocket. Yeah, I know where it came from. Come from goddamn Russia. They talked about it 7 fucking years ago. Supersonic fucking goddamn rocket to deliver a fucking warhead that can't be stopped. I remember it. My memory goes further than that of a head of cabbage. But everything that they're fucking showing them, they don't, they're not going to fucking out innovate us. It's goddamn treachery that's killing us here, people. It's goddamn Bill Clinton giving them our goddamn guidance systems for our ICBMs. And I'm sure that the Russians gave them the fucking nukes. There ain't no way those motherfuckers built a fucking nuclear device on their own fucking initiative. No fucking way did they take this from their minds and fucking split the atom and fucking make a goddamn bomb. They did not do it. I guarantee motherfucking tee it. Don't believe me, watch that fucking documentary. They will read it and yawn. That's what I'm doing. I'm yawning because come on and do it, man. I'm so fucking sick of your fucking, the phony fucking threats. And I don't care if you want to be a big old biological advanced biomanufacturing innovation, a big old fucking goddamn. That's all bullshit to me. Nothing's real until it's standing in my fucking face and I got my fucking rifle on it. Then it's real. Then we'll see if they fucking get it over on me or they get it over on the fucking the majority of American people are not as dumb as those fucking Chinamen. And there's only a handful of them that can pretend to be smart because they have been fucking actually educated right down to fucking how to lift a fork, and they have to have been. I mean, like a caveman. Because of the scientific language, that's bullshit. That's bullshit. I can biomanufacturing. That means manufacturing something bio. That's what bio means. Fucking like, like a human being. Biometrics. Or, innovation. What's innovation mean? See these big words. Fuck you. We know every fucking one of the fucking words mean, and it's arcane language. It's goofy language. Got it? And no, we're not going to listen to it. Bring it on. If you think, whatever you're doing, don't even tell us about it. Just come and do it. Wouldn't you do anyway? I mean, wouldn't you want the fucking element of surprise? We're going to do this biotechnology, manufacturing, bioeconomy, and all this bullshit. That's fucking bull. Sustainable? I don't know what that fucking, that's a big fucking word. I'm going to have to get out the goddamn dictionary, and then I probably still won't understand it, because I'm as dumb as a fucking Chinaman. You have to be. That's why they pumped all this third world trash into this fucking country. That's what the multiculturalism for, was to get the people that fucking dumb. You look around the world and you see people controlled. I mean controlled to the point where they take them down into the street and pop them in the fucking head with a pistol. They're fucking goddamn subhuman. And then you bring them over here and you tell the young girls, the cool thing to do is to go see that Chinaman over there banging his head against the post and laughing about it. That fucking mental retarded motherfucker. That's what you want. We'll make them heroes in the fucking movies. I'm seeing more and more of it too. We'll make them heroes in the movies. That'd be the guy. And they try to make them all look tall. I love that too. And same with the Mexican cartels on the goofy box. I try to make every Mexican look fucking like they're fucking, 5'5", at least, right up to 6 foot. Even some of them taller than that. Try to make them look tall. They're not tall! Neither are the fucking Chinese. You gotta shoot low, guys. Don't fall for that. That could be a trick. That really could be a trick. Because the arcane scientific language, I laugh at you, you goofy son of a bitch, in which this document is written, even most of those who take the time to read it and study it, I don't gotta study it. I studied it and wiped my ass on it before I came up here. I assure you, Biden did not, will not fully grasp what he is being ordered by the White what is being ordered by the White House. He's signing an executive order on some authority he's supposed to have that he doesn't, and you goddamn well know he doesn't, on order, because he's being ordered by the White House. What does the White House, you walk up to it and it starts talking to you? We have a poltergeist going on here where the goddamn White House is giving orders? I mean, Jesus Christ, I'm telling you what, this is the kind of stuff I've seen all through that, I watched about 2.5 hours of that shit. And I was continually amazed at what people would fucking listen to and accept. Unbelievable. That's where we strive to help. Karen Kingston, a former Pfizer employee and current analyst for the pharmaceutical, God, I gotta go to another pharmaceutical. Wonder what that means. A big old fucking word. And medical device industries helps, us, decipher, decipher what's going on in this executive order. Kingston stated in a Twitter post, "Let me read between the lines for Americans." Biden's September 12, 2022 executive order declares that Americans must surrender their human rights and stand in the, let me get to the next part here. Stand in the way, all human rights that stand in the way of transhumanism. Clinical trial safety standards and informed consent will be eradicated. Really? You're going to come and tell me I'm just going to fucking do it and I got a gun and I ain't going to fucking, you've then decided that I'm not going to shoot, that I'm not going to fucking blow your ass out of this goddamn country, you ignorant cocksuckers. I mean, they're acting like this is all settled, guys. There ain't been a fucking goddamn exchange of gunfire yet. We are going to blow your fucking asses. You'll be sitting over there fucking, that's all that's going to be fucking left to your fucking asses. You think we're going to fucking, you talk a big fucking game. That's all I can tell you. But you ain't going to do shit. Except get your goddamn ass killed. And I'll tell you, they're all going. All the goddamn, I know the Judeo-Christians, anybody who has betrayed the fucking people, the fucking individual free sovereign nationals of this country, your fucking ass is gone. And I ain't, swear to God, I ain't worried about you, you you're dumb as a fucking Chinaman. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Jefferson.
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button, or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:41 Pacific time, and that, of course, that was Hogjaw. Would get some. Get some what, Hogjaw? Get some fucking what? You got to give it out before they can get it. That's what we got to figure out in this goddamn country. And we were talking about transhumanism, and it's got big fucking words and stuff. We better get somebody to figure these words out for us. No, you come fucking with us. You try to do anything to me that I don't want done to me, I'll blow your fucking head off. It's that fucking simple. I know you're fucking violating the fucking highest law of this land. There's no fucking doubt about it. Everybody fucking knows it. You brag about it. You've declared war on it. So when you come to get fucking, don't tell me you're going to come do any fucking thing. You're a bunch of fucking punks. Well, we're going to come and take your gun away. Come on and do it. Oh, yeah, we'll do that next week. And then, yeah. You know you'll get your fucking ass shot out of this fucking car. That's why I want to get to fucking doing it. That's why this has gone on as long as it fucking has. The son of a bitches who wanted to fucking pretend like there was, these fuckers ever had a chance to take our guns. They've made fortunes off this shit. They've made fortunes off your misery as they've sold your fucking rights down the goddamn river. And they think they're gonna go on fucking doing it. Well, you're not. You're gonna put up or shut up. You're gonna get fucking creamed. It's coming, you bastards. Oh, where were we here? Here is one of the most disturbing excerpts from Biden's executive order. Does anybody believe this? That dead-headed son of a bitch wrote anything? This is from Obama. This is from fucking Soros. That's who this is from. This is these two punk motherfuckers right there. I'd take them out in the street now, motherfucker. Bring your lanky fucking ass out there, Obama. I'll beat your fucking ass in the street. You punk bitch motherfucking man fucker. We need to develop genetic engineering technology. Oh, goddamn, them big words again. Guys, are you guys going to be okay? I mean, I can go ahead with this. I mean, you can figure out kind of what I'm saying, right, with them big old fucking words, right? We need to develop genetic engineering technologies and techniques to be able to write circuitry for cells and predictably program biologically in the same way. What does that mean? See, they had the platelets in their fucking biological kill agent, and it was to fucking alter your DNA. So what they're talking about is writing program on those fucking platelets, right? God, where's my degree? I want a fucking degree. In the same way in which it was, in which we write software and program computers. No fucking shit. We ain't known this for a fucking year, guy. You are a fucking genius. You found this and you brought it to us. Thank you. Thanks for the warning, man. They're gonna get me again. Including through computing tools and artificial intelligence. Patrick Wood, an economist and author of several books on technocracy, has been following the transhumanists and the global technocracy movements for four decades. He told me that Kingston is not overstating the issue. I'm sure he's not. If we were dumb like those goddamn fucking, and without guns, without a way to fucking defend ourselves like those poor fucking Chinese. I mean, they're just ignorant to, they said they're fucking pissed off. The government came and took all their goddamn grain because they had to lie about making twice as much grain because they had to meet their quota. So they're all fucking hungry. So fucking Mao Zedong stands up and tells them, you need to go down over to this officer here. He appoints all the officers, of course. And you can see these guys like going, oh shit, I don't want to be appointed by this prick. And I know what happens to him. But then he's talking to them and he tells them, you need to go over there and struggle with him. And I'm going, what the fuck's he told? Struggle. That's just what the struggle. I mean, you got to go. That's what he kept telling. That's what he tell him to do. Go struggle with the fucking people that I put in charge that are fucking taking your fucking grain and starving you. Go struggle with them. And the people would just fucking, like he was a god. Because, you know, it's just like up there in fucking Portland when the Antifa and those pricks were out in the fucking streets. What was the deal? They were out there struggling, you see. That was what the communists call struggling. Struggling is when the fucking goddamn people with the guns tell you you can go wild ass ape shit and kill people. As long as you kill the right people, you can go out there and see, this releases the anger in the mob. As you went out there, they went out and struggled and they hung the fucking minister of bullshit. Okay? And that's what they were doing in fucking, and got up there in Portland. I mean, they're sitting there, fucking, the one clip I saw where the guy's in the car and the fucking gets attacked and just pulled up to the intersection. It's cocksuckers coming to attack. I'd blow it. Can't carry a gun? You'd have seen somebody go flying about 10 feet fucking back from a 240 grain fucking hollow point right through his fucking face. And then the cops sitting down there fucking watching it. So if somebody retaliates against these people who are struggling, these communist strugglers, then he's going to come down. I guess you want your fucking head blown off too then, you son of a bitch. Because I'll blow your fucking head off too. See, the game is, in China, you're trying to do just like China. You're trying to do it like the Khmer Rouge did in fucking Cambodia. There's only one fucking difference. They didn't have fucking guns, and they were goddamn fucking morons. Plain and simple. They were primitive fucking people. They didn't have a fucking chance. Not that they couldn't be educated. I'm not saying that they're stupid. I don't know at this point. I do know that fucking that Mao Zedong was fucking stupid. Because he had every opportunity at education so he could change his ignorance to fucking goddamn knowledge. So it was all right there for him. I mean, fucking anything he wanted to know, he could be taught, but fucking he was stupid. He was a stupid, how he fucking lasted, and I just, like I said, it was a propaganda film that they put out to fucking try to make it not look so bad, the Cultural Revolution. And not only did it backfire, it just was like, Jesus Christ Almighty, this is what it was? A bunch of fucking retards taking over a bunch of fucking retards? They're retarding out together? Jesus Christ. And that's what we're looking at here. Let's see, where are we at? We need to develop genetic engineering technologies and techniques to be able to write circuitry for cells and predictably program biologically our biology in the same way in which we write software. No, we know that. You ain't telling no big fucking secret here, guy. You didn't discover uranium. We've been talking about this for fucking a couple of years now. We know what they'd like to fucking do. But they're having a little fucking problem. They can't get it done because the people are saying fuck you and the people are fucking armed. And sooner or later that goddamn jungle is going to bust up. They're going to fuck with the wrong fucking people. And that jungle is going to bust open and then you're going to know what real fucking terror is. You're going to understand what them big old fucking words mean. They mean you're fucking retard son of a bitch. Your ass is fucking grass and we're the lawnmower. Software and program computers, including through computing tools and artificial intelligence. Shit. Yeah, it's fucking shit. Just shit on you. I'm not this fucking dumb. I'm not a goddamn fucking Chinaman, okay? You're not going to sell this shit to me. You motherfuckers can't make a goddamn phone that'll last a goddamn month. You know, every fucking thing you make fucking falls apart and malfunctions. Right a fucking way, even in your fucking, and don't say, well, they're just doing that for the goddamn people, for the consumer. Bullshit. How many things have malfunctioned out there in your goddamn, your army world where it's really important, where somebody could get killed if something don't work right? How many malfunctions? And you get a goddamn little burst of goddamn energy in the air and everything fucking malfunctions. You weren't supposed to be afraid of this? Get real. Patrick Wood, an economist and author of several books in technocracy, has been following the transhumanists. See, all these big words is killing me, man. And global technocracy movements for decades. He said, this EO is proof that the executive branch is now owned lock, stock, and barrel by the biopharmaceutical industry. Fucking bullshit. Fuck you. It's control at the top. This industry, this bio, what the hell are they putting it? Biomedical pharmaceutical industry. The people make the pills, okay? They're the ones telling everybody what to do. No, they ain't. They're the fucking middlemen. They need to be fucking dealt with. They need to be removed. But they are the middlemen. They ain't got the goddamn brains that God gave a fucking goose. It will be Katie bar the door from here on out. You phony fuckers. The mRNA injections that have already gone into the bodies of at least 70% of the adults. Oh, if you say so. Is that 70% of the voting population? 70% of the Democrats? Is that 70% of the fucking, that you're trying to call the whole 70% of the people of this country? Fuck you and your numbers. Don't put no fucking numbers up. Automatically rejected that fucking, if you put 70%, I'm going to call it fucking 10. And that's probably fucking giving you more than you fucking deserve. You are the lioness motherfuckers. You will throw something out here like 70%, and I know you're lying, but I can't go out there and count every fucking body, and you fucking know it. I ain't got the time nor the inclination. I know you're liars. You've got caught fucking lying too many fucking times. But anytime these guys throw a fucking number at you, throw it right back at them like, horse shit, shove it up your fucking ass. Show them to me. Bring them here. I'll fucking deal with them. 70% of them, of adults in the U.S. and a smaller percentage of its children. Shit. Whatever you fucking say, buddy. Mark the gateway to transhumanism. Oh, man. Yeah, they want to change your DNA, all right. But I'm telling you what, it's not going to work out too good for you because it also stops your fucking heart. And, I mean, we ain't even went far enough to see what this shit's really going to fucking do. What are we in, 3 years into this? With this fucking, bioweapon that they've unleashed on us. I mean, they'd be telling you this, so you think that they got this other purpose in mind when they know goddamn good and well all that shot is for is just to kill you. It's just to kill you. And then they'll, but just like the guy goes down and gets the goddamn, implant, you know, for, so he can do his credit card with his hand on the thing that you'll have, or the guy who saws the fucking, AK-47 in two, and it's a gimmick. That's what this is a fucking gimmick. And that's all you've got out of it's a gimmick. People not gonna start looking at this differently. See, they want you to start looking at like, oh, they've got programming and stuff in that, like, that's what's bad about that shot. No, what's bad about that shot is it stops your fucking heart and kills you. Got it? Don't let them throw you off the fucking point. Don't let this son of a bitch here that wrote this fucking thing throw you off point. That fucking shot is made to stop your fucking heart, and it's hard to tell what else it's made to do further on down the line. It gives you several fucking different diseases. I mean, it is a fucking, God. My son told me about somebody that he fucking worked with that got the son of a bitch, and it's like his inside of his body's turned into fucking some kind of mush. I mean, the things that they don't even know about, I think they do know. I think they've experimented all they wanted to over there in China. Over in China, they get a fucking group of people. Them people are dumber than dirt to begin with, but they sure as hell ain't gonna rise up and do anything about it. God damn, 2 billion of them being fucked around by a handful of fucking pricks that have all the fucking resources, all the money and everything. And we're gonna get them capitalists. We're gonna stop that capitalism. Yeah. I think this is to throw your fucking, throw you off the scent. But throw you off the fact that the fucking death shot is just that, a death shot. It's not, I mean, there may be platelets in it. I don't know. I've never looked at one under a fucking microscope. I don't fucking know. I know that right now everybody fucking is going, I ain't having that son of a bitch. It makes your fucking heart fucking, it messes your heart up. No way. No, shove it up your ass. Nope, I ain't doing the booster. It gets your heart. People are dying from it and we're not going to do it. No, that ain't what they're doing. It's not made to your heart, dude. People are lying to you about that. See, this whole thing's made to fucking make you superhuman. The technology, you know, to reprogram your DNA, because you know to fucking exist here in the middle of a fucking vacuum, in the middle of there's no direction we can point and say absolutely there's some fucking goddamn intelligent life in that direction. We've never seen it. You know it. They've never had an example of it. That's all been PSYOP too. The bottom line is, we're what's here. And we ain't going no goddamn where, and you're not going to tell me that the fucking reason I should worry about these fuckers is because what they can put programming on a goddamn platelet in their fucking kill fucking shot. Reason, I'm not going to go that far. I'm just going to stay with kill shot, because that's what it is. And whatever it's doing, it's fucking attacking the fucking heart and killing people. And I know several people that have fucking died from it. So don't give me, hand me your fucking horse shit. And don't try to throw me off the fucking, we got to stick to this, people. The fucking death shot kills you. The death shot's made to kill you. They're not trying to do anything else but fucking call the fucking population. Even if they could change your fucking DNA, they still can they handle 7 billion of you? They eating up all of their fucking goddamn food, I mean, and then being in their goddamn way. Don't buy what this son of a bitch is telling you. Don't even buy it cheap. Mr. Wood. You see, these are some of their old propagandists. This is how they do shit. Man, the people are onto it, man. It was just easy. I mean, if we made it interesting, if we made the fucking smoke screen interesting, so interesting they would become mesmerized and want to look at it. Something like goddamn programming by platelets inside your fucking body or something. Wow, that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to make me a communist like that. No! They give you the shot for one fucking reason, to kill you. They are wanting to cull fucking all the fucking population of this country, of this world, down to 500 million or less. And you can blow up the Georgia Guidestones. We all know what they fucking said. It ain't going fucking away. You wrote it in fucking granite. Now you're trying to do it. You're going to die. You are the motherfuckers that are going to die. There's a handful of you. And that means we could get a fucking, we can actually take our time and fucking enjoy fucking putting your ass on the gallows and putting a rope around your fucking slimy fucking trees and scum sucking international fucking goddamn genocidal necks. Boy, that was some big fucking words. You might have to have somebody translate that for you. Anyways, that's what I'm done with this shit for today. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches, on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, I mean, watch those big words, man. I mean, and if you do get a dictionary to look something up, please, don't touch their take their Bouvier's and take their goddamn Black's Law. Wipe your ass on it. Toss it out the fucking window. That's for private fucking law that has nothing to do with you. It has no jurisdiction over you. And you got to remember that. You're not going to accept that. You are going to reject it. You're not going to comply with that. You don't have to. You hold a higher jurisdiction, known as the common law jurisdiction of the individual, free, sovereign, national. Your goddamn rights are absolute. Stand on them. Don't fucking budge. And don't listen to no fucking bullshit these son of a bitches try to feed you. Just get ready. Sooner or later, they got to make some attempt somewhere to try and fucking get, you know, tough with us and push their fucking will on us. That's when we got to be mean. That's when we got to rip and tear. I mean, just the nasty. If you're going to die, you're going to die. Die like a goddamn Tasmanian devil. That is the word from the trenches.
Have a good one.
You do the same, brother.